26, starting there. And it says, "And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge over all of her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship. He was returning and sitting in his chariot, reading Isaiah the prophet," which would be Isaiah. "Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this: He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shears, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray, of whom speakest the prophet, this of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus." It's no accident that Philip started right there to preach unto him Jesus. For Philip had known Jesus. He was a disciple that had walked every day with Jesus. And he was there when Jesus had fed the 5,000. He was with Jesus when he healed the lame man. And he was with Jesus when blinded eyes were opened. He was with Jesus when Jesus revealed himself to them. And I am convinced today that if the eunuch had been reading Psalms, Philip would have preached him Jesus. And if Philip had been, or if the eunuch had been reading Chronicles, Philip would have preached him Jesus. If he had been reading the words of Moses or Joshua, he would have preached him Jesus, because all of these words lead us to Jesus. So it was not an accident when Philip preached Jesus from Isaiah. How could it be? It's all about him. Isaiah 53 says, "Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted." But you know this verse: "He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own ways, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb. So he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was there any deceit in his mouth." This is our Savior. "Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. That, my friends, today is how Philip was able to preach Jesus, starting in Isaiah. I'm confounded how a God, a so perfect God, could love such an imperfect person. How can God love me? As the songwriter puts a pen, I don't know why Jesus loved me. I don't know why he cared. Ask yourselves that today. When you look at yourself, how can God love us? But he did. But he did, and I'm so glad he did. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, how God must love us to lay out such a plan, spanning thousands of years leading up to the death of his son. He bore our iniquities with gladness, is what the scripture says. And it blows my mind that one being can know the beginning from the end. From the beginning of the world, the Bible says, from the foundation of the world, Jesus was the plan. Abraham's sacrifice of his son foreshadowed God's sacrifice of Jesus. Moses' life was a foreshadow of the Savior that Jesus would be. The harlot Rahab in Jericho, she would be in Jesus' lineage. The Psalms sing of his praises. The Chronicles detail his lineage. The Proverbs spread his wisdom. The Judges show his power. The Gospels document his life. And Revelation prophesies of our future with him. It's all in the book, and it's all about him. To know this book is to know Jesus. That's the truth. Have you ever wondered why so many did not recognize Jesus? They didn't study the scriptures, and they did not read the book. If you know the scriptures, then Jesus would not, if they had known the scriptures, Jesus would not have had to reveal himself to them. They would have recognized him. So certain scriptures come to mind when I was thinking about this last night. Matthew 21 says, Jesus saith unto them, did ye never read the scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Matthew 22, Jesus answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. John 7, he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Luke 24, in beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. It was there the whole time. From the front of the book to the back of the book, you cannot read the cliff notes on the Bible. If you do, you're going to miss the whole message. We should know him. We should know him. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's the rock of all ages, the cornerstone. He's the vine. He's the lily of the valley. He is Elohim, the God. He is El Shaddai, Lord God Almighty. He is Elyon, the Most High God. He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. He is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals you. He is Jehovah Nisi, the Lord is my banner. He's the bright and morning star. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the Heavenly Father, the Son of Man. He's the Lion and the Lamb. Hallelujah. He is all that is, and he is all that will ever be. Hallelujah. 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 So when you ask me today, I'm going to tell you, it was no accident when Moses asked God, "Whom shall I say hath sent me?" And God said, "Tell them, I am hath sent thee." Because the people needed a Savior. And so Moses went to him and said, God's saying, I am. You need a Savior? I am. You need a healer? I am. You need a provider? I am. You need a fighter? I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever they needed, Jesus was I am. John 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. He is in us, and we are through Him. He is above us, and He's below us. He's to the left, and He's to the right. He's in front of us and He is behind us. And God is with us now. He is in this very room. And He is working in somebody's heart right now. He is tugging on somebody's soul and moving someone to repentance this very moment. And in somebody else's heart, He is speaking peace. And in somebody else's heart, He's calling them to His service. Let's stand today. Bethany, if you'd come. I cannot overemphasize the importance of this book. It's a bunch of different stories. But only God could tie thousands of years of records and stories together to define this inspired Word of God. I have found this book to be my get out of jail free card. When I face things that I don't know how to get out of, I pour myself into this book. My grandpa put a hunger in me from the time of, 6 years old. My grandpa would get on the chalkboard at church and he would start writing and teaching us about the temple and about the brazen altar and the lavers that were there. And he would teach us about the holiest of holies. And then he would take us to the book of Matthew and Mark and Luke, and he would tell us the story of Jesus, and he would tie it all together for me. And I would come to the conclusion that when Jesus died on the cross and that veil was rent in twain, then I now had immediate access to Him. And can I tell you today that this book says that you have direct access to Lord God Almighty, and that if you believe on Him as the Scripture hath said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Live in this book. Fall in love with this book. It's more important than your news feed. It's more important than Facebook. Lord, help us. It's more important than Facebook. It's more important than fake news. Because this is the good news. Let's worship the Lord today.
Because of who you are.